Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Life of an Ex-Fashion Student podcast with me, your host, Christina Eng. It has been so long since I have talked to you guys on this podcast, literally since like end of June or beginning of July, I can't remember, and now it's September, which is so crazy. Time has passed by so fast. And so much has happened, even though that was only like a few months. A lot has happened, a lot of life changes, career pivots, and I'm not going to get dramatic about it, but I will get into it in this episode, of course, because that's what this episode is about. It's about what has happened since then, like where I'm at now, what I'm doing now, all of that kind of stuff. I won't apologize in advance if I do sound a little bit congested or like different. If my voice sounds a little raspy, because I'm actually recording this in the morning, which I don't usually do. If you are a longtime listener of this podcast, I usually record these episodes honestly really late at night, like at midnight or like at one, because I just like I'm like a night person. I'm more productive in the night. So I just like the ambiance of if being dark outside and me just sitting in my room recording this. But you know what? I woke up this morning and I was feeling super productive. I woke up like without needing my alarm at like 8:50. I think I'm just like, my brain is just wired to wake up early in the morning, even though I'm not like necessarily a morning person. So yeah, I woke up early and I was like, you know what? I want to be productive. I really, really obviously wanted to film this episode as soon as possible and get it out. So why not just film it in the morning and then edit it throughout the day and then get it out to you guys by end of day. So that's what I'm doing. And I'm really excited to be back on here and just talking to the mic again and staring out into an abyss and talking. I feel like I haven't done this in a while and I'm kind of out of practice. So another thing about this episode is that this episode is not going to be scripted, which if you have been here for a while, you would know that my podcast episodes are actually scripted. Obviously written by me, of course. Everything's done by me, but they were scripted. Like, I just always found that I needed some sort of script to stay on track and just to sound like professional and not to sound like I'm rambling, because I tend to do that. But this episode, I just wanted to be different. I wanted to come back with you all and just be super candid about what I've been doing, how I've been feeling. The best way to do that is just talking super candidly and not being scripted. So, and also it's just really hard to like sum up how I've been feeling these past couple of weeks and these past couple of months since I've been gone in like writing. I write a lot and all my episodes are written. I just feel like I couldn't sit down and like write the whole episode and then record it. It just didn't feel natural to me. So, you know, this might change the way that future episodes are made. I might just like sit down and record them. Obviously, maybe with like some notations made. But yeah, this episode's really just like off the books. I'm just speaking to the mic. I didn't even come up with like some structure for this episode because I really wanted it to just be me talking with you guys and having a conversation about what's been up. So yeah, with all that being said, I hope I already like haven't rambled too much. But yeah, I wanted to get into it. So I do apologize. It's still like early for me. So before I get into a little bit about what I'm doing now and like my big life update and all that kind of stuff, I kind of wanted to welcome all of the new listeners to this podcast, because we did get a lot of new listeners while I've been gone and just like while I've been growing my own personal social media. So welcome everyone. This is the first episode you're going to listen to. Hopefully you've listened to past ones to get a little bit of an idea of who I am and what I do. But I just wanted to give a little bit of like a brief reintroduction of who I am, just so that we're like, we can start off on the same page. My life update won't be that confusing for any of you new listeners. So, hello everyone, I'm Christina Eng, and where should I start? So, I went to school at the Parsons School of Design in New York City. I was born here in New York City, so it was kind of like convenient for me that one of my dream schools and one of the best fashion schools in the country was in New York. And I went to school for 4 years for fashion design, and I minored in French studies as well, because I was like super into French culture and still am. And yeah, I graduated with that. But a little bit about my trajectory at Parsons. I went into that school dreaming of coming out as a designer. Like, I've always been super passionate about design and wanted to be like the biggest designers of the world and all that, like people do when they go into school for design. Junior year, I started realizing that that's not what I wanted to do anymore. I started losing the passion that I had for fashion design specifically, not the industry, just design. And I don't know, it kind of came from like a lot of things, from burnout, from just overall competitiveness, and also just exposure to other stuff in the industry that I've never known about, that I started being like, oh, I really like this, or I really want to explore this sector of the industry. So that kind of happened. Obviously, by junior year, it was too late to shift gears to any like other major, or maybe it wasn't, but I was just like too afraid to shift gears that late and then like have to stay an extra year because I didn't like school. So I graduated with Parsons BFA and fashion design major. And yeah, after that, honestly, I'm gonna like pull up my resume because it's so hard to remember just like where I went with my, honestly, I don't remember exactly what I did after college, but a couple of the work stuff that I did was I worked with CFDA for a long time. I started out as an intern there, and then I ended up being an education initiatives assistant with them, and ultimately didn't get a full-time role with them because of like budget reasons, and also they're a nonprofit organization, but I really loved my time working with them. And when I worked with them, it was in education and it wasn't in design or anything, so that was just like a really interesting field for me to be in, and I really loved it, and it exposed me again to like another part of this industry that I never knew existed. Some of my other experiences, this wasn't when I graduated, but during school, I worked in the summer with Abercrombie & Fitch, and I did an apparel design internship with them because they had this leadership development program for rising seniors. And that was honestly like my first corporate design internship experience. And, you know, I really loved it. Obviously, like Abercrombie is coming back from their brink of like dying out and phasing into nothing, and they're like really starting to like focus on sustainability and focus on timeless styles rather than just trendy ones. I think, you know, they're still considered fast fashion, obviously, but they're getting better in that regard, so I appreciate that. And in my idea was I wanted to do this internship because I really wanted to get a sense of what corporate life was like, because up until then I'd only worked with like small brands like Sandy Liang, like V Magazine, just like all these like very small startup-y brands and organizations. So it was really nice seeing this like and working with this brand who had already established themselves in the industry for many, many years, and it's like a multi-million dollar company. During that summer, I flew to Ohio, and for 3 months I did an internship with them there. So what that internship entailed, for any of you that are interested, is on top of helping out the senior leaders with any responsibilities that they need, like in, you know, in designing the actual clothes that are going to be produced, you're also working on this side project that you're going to present at the end of the internship. And that's going to determine whether or not you get a full-time offer from them. So which was really interesting. I felt like it was like summer camp, like a boot camp where I was working on this project. And it was really exciting, honestly. It felt like I was back in school doing my design projects. But in the end, it was like the stakes were a lot higher. It was, you know, whether or not you got a full-time offer. And then it was also like really good practice because you would present your projects in front of, you know, not only your team, but senior leaders of Abercrombie and Fitch. And it would just teach you a lot about how to present your ideas, how to execute them and whatnot. So I was really excited and really happy to do all that. And it really took me out of my shell. Even though I do love like public speaking and presenting a little bit, obviously, like I still get nervous and anxious, but I do like it for the most part. And so when I wrapped up that project, I was really, really, really proud of myself. And my team was proud of myself, proud of me. And my family was proud of me. So yeah. And then ultimately what that ended in happening is I came back to New York and I did get a full-time offer for Abercrombie & Fitch, which I politely declined. And it was for none other than the reason that it was just at the time not, and still I don't think like it was the right fit for me. Like, working in design, because I told you I lost passion in design. So I definitely didn't want to do that for my entirety of my career, but also just like it was located in Ohio, like Columbus, Ohio. So there's nothing wrong with Columbus at all. Like I loved it so much when I was there and there was so much to do. I am just like very much like know that my career is here in New York and that the opportunities and my family and the people that I love are all here in New York. So obviously I didn't want to leave. And yeah, so I declined that offer. It was a great offer. And it was honestly, now that I think of it, my first full-time job offer that I ever got and declined. One of my biggest takeaways from that experience is just kind of like, don't accept the first offer. Know yourself, know what you want to do. Obviously, like, that was 2021. So that I was 21, and that's still like kind of a young age to know what you want to do in the industry and where you want to go and what your future is. So it's obviously hard. I'm not going to say like, oh, know the path you're taking and don't accept anything else besides that. But kind of have an idea of where you want to go. And if you get an amazing offer, but that's not what you want to do and you don't think you'll be happy in it, then don't take it. I know so many people who just like take things because of, obviously if it's like a financial reason and you have to because there's no other choice, there's no other offers coming in, then obviously take it. Like those things are really important to think about. I was confident that I would be able to find another job in the industry or just like with someone who I'd want to work with and in here in New York. So I politely declined, and, you know, I still have a good relationship with my team at ANF and everything, so I'm super happy about the way that turned out, and obviously, you don't want to burn any bridges or anything like that, so. That was a long time talking about my ANF experience, but I did realize that there were a lot of people on Instagram who wanted to know more about that, so if you guys have any more questions, feel free to, like, DM me, either on the podcast, actually not on the podcast Instagram, on my like personal Instagram, and I would be more than happy if I see the message to tell you more about the experience and like how to apply and all that. Yeah, a little bit more about some of my experiences. I also did a Woman at Dior mentorship program, which is a mentorship program and educational program between UNESCO and Christian Dior. A lot of people been wanting to know about that, and I've talked about it extensively on this podcast. I think I have like a whole episode on it if you want to check that out. So I won't get too much into it for those of you who already like know about it and my experience, but that was a very, very unique experience. And it was also for, it's also for college students, seniors, I believe. So unfortunately not for recently graduated people, but for that, it is a 1-year mentorship program. And the beginning part of it is kind of like the learning part of it and the educational part of it. And the experience part of it, like you get invited to a lot of Dior events and you get to be with their senior leaders and see what they're doing. And then the second part of it is something called the Dream for Change Project, which is like a project that you work on with a team of 4 or 5. And you guys are basically competing to have your project selected by Christian Dior to be implemented within the next few years, which is a really interesting concept. My project with my team was actually chosen out of the top 5 to be presented in Paris. So that it was a really unique experience for me personally, because towards the end of the mentorship program, we got to go to Paris and attend the global conference that they hold every year and present our project in front of a live audience. So yeah, it's like one of those pinch me moments experiences that I've had in fashion so far. And I would highly recommend anyone still in school and eligible to apply for this mentorship program to do it, because it's an amazing experience. To be completely candid, it's a little bit disorganized, and I hope that they get better. Like, I've shared my thoughts multiple times, so I hope that future years definitely have it better. But overall, still a great experience for networking, connections, meeting some of your closest friends, because the people in my group are some of my best friends now. And yeah, so that's that. Let's see what other experiences. I worked at Cup for like a good amount of months, like 11 months. Cup, if you don't know, is like this like swimwear and loungewear and underwear brand. And they're doing super well on like social media right now. But I was a freelance assistant designer. And you guys are all probably listening and being like, if you started to lose passion in design, like why did you do all these design jobs? And honestly, it was because I was scared to branch out because I didn't know if anyone would accept me because I graduated from school with a fashion degree. So it's like I graduated with a BFA in fashion design. I thought it would, and all of my past experiences and internships while I was in school was in design. So I was afraid that no one in the other sectors, like the business and the marketing centers, were going to take me seriously. And I knew that because I had applied for a lot of other jobs in other sectors, but I wasn't really getting any interviews in those jobs specifically. So, you know, that's why I did design jobs mostly, because those were the ones I got. And the ones that I did apply for, like, they paid pretty well. So, yeah, that leads me to this design job I did with Cup. Ultimately, I think my biggest takeaway from this experience was that if you know that your heart's not in it, and you know that you don't want to do whatever it is that you're doing, don't do it. Even if it's for the money, even if it's for the acclaim, even if it's for the brand name, the clout, whatever, don't do it. Because I'd worked with them for 11 months, the whole time in the beginning already knowing that I didn't want to do design, but still taking the job anyway because it was like a good brand, it was good company culture, they have a beautiful office, they paid really well. And ultimately, throughout the entire process, I just didn't like the work that I was doing. And towards the end, I, you know, wanted to leave. And I just didn't want to, like, put my full effort into work every day. I just felt miserable. So that's my biggest advice for you guys. And obviously, like, I'll get into that in my later jobs, but I've felt that a lot throughout my career, like, that I take on a lot of jobs for clout. And then, like, now I'm stopping doing that. I'm seriously only looking for jobs now that I think I'll really, really enjoy, and then on the side pursue my social media and stuff like that. But that's my biggest takeaway, I think, because, like, when you look at my resume initially, I think a lot of people are like, oh, there's so many big names on here, like Dior, Abercrombie, V Magazine, W Magazine, Cup, CFDA, all the kind of stuff. But it's not that I didn't like any of those jobs. It's just like the roles necessarily are not stuff that were like my quote-unquote dream roles, if that makes sense. I just mostly went for the jobs because of the company name or the money and like all those things. But anyway, that's getting a little off topic. One of my more recent experiences that a lot of you are also have expressed interest in as well was being a fashion assistant at W Magazine. And let me tell you about this one, because this one's a little random on my resume. Some people are like, oh, you have this design experience, you have education experience, you have even have PR experience, and then this random editorial experience. So as a child and as a youngster, my dream had always been to work in magazines. You know, my favorite movie is The Devil Wears Prada. I've always just wanted to get my feet wet in that, like, and just kind of experience and see if it was for me, because maybe, like, there was something I was missing out on in my entire time in college that I didn't get to experience. So I luckily, you know, the W Magazine team took me on, even though I had no prior experience in editorial, no experience in styling, nothing. I think I just did really well in the interview, to be completely candid. But yeah, so they accepted me as a fashion assistant, and I stayed there for like 3 months. And I'll tell you why, but yeah, they accepted me for that position. Listen, I loved my time at W Magazine, and that has more to do with, like, the company culture and the team and the organization itself, more than the actual tasks of being a fashion assistant. I just didn't like what I did. I just felt like I was, like, kind of, there was something else that I could be doing that was, like, more, the work that I could do would be more important. And yeah, just to be really candid with you, being a fashion assistant is kind of going back into, it was like, it felt like I was reverting back to being an intern, but like when I was in the beginning stages of college. And by this time when I was working at W, I'd already graduated, and obviously I didn't want to be reverting back to being an intern. So ultimately that's why I left, and I left on completely good terms. I had scheduled a meeting with my supervisors and put in my 2 weeks and really helped them also find other fashion assistants willing to take my place as well, which I was able to. So that was kind of actually my first experience. Like I said, Abercrombie was my first experience declining a full-time offer. W Magazine, it was a part-time job, but it was my first experience resigning from a job. So I was super nervous about doing that. Even though I knew it would be on good terms and I was totally cool with my supervisors and it was for the right reasons, I just, like, had never done that before. Nobody's ever taught me how to do that before. And I feel like in this industry, like, people don't prepare you enough on how to resign from your job. And if it's even okay to resign from your job, I feel like a lot of people feel like it's not okay to do that. and to feel guilty about it, and like to, like, so many people are worried about burning bridges when they resign from a job, but I think a lot of times we overthink what's actually going to happen and how people are going to perceive us. And the reality is that they're going to be completely understanding of your situation or whatever it is and whatever reason you're resigning. So when I resigned, obviously it was a super sad moment for me and my team because I just like absolutely loved working with them. But I just knew that it was time for me to move on and it was time for me to do other things and just explore other things. I had my time in editorial. And as much as it was an interesting experience for me and I love the magazine world, I don't think it was for me, at least not for this time. So I ended up resigning and it was a great experience resigning. I've learned how to do it. But that brings me to my next job and my most recent role, which I started in June 2023. And that's, I feel like that also lines up with why my last episode was in June, just because I've gotten so busy since then from this role. But my next job, I took a full-time role in PR. And you guys are probably wondering, like, how did you go from like design to education to editorial to PR? And it's like, if you tailor like the job descriptions of what you did at each job towards the specific roles that you're going for, that'll make your resume stand out a lot more, even though you don't actually have those experiences. Like, I feel like a lot of the experiences on my resume are actually in design, but I was really able to tailor them towards what was necessary of me for this PR role, and that's ultimately how I got the job. This is my first official full-time job, this PR job. So again, all of my jobs in the past had either been freelance, part-time, or an internship. And I kind of like that. I like the flexibility of being able to like work on my own hours, not work full 9 to 5 days because, you know, burnout is very, very extreme with me. Like, I feel it very easily. And it makes me just like lose focus and lack of passion in what I'm doing. So I needed that like space and flexibility for my freelance and part-time roles. But anyway, this was my first full-time job that I accepted. And at the time, in June, I felt like I was ready for this role. I felt like PR is something. I'd done an internship in PR before with the same company, actually. So I really liked the company, the organization. I liked the PR role. I love being busy and I love being super fast-paced and efficient and working like always on the ball with stuff. So I thought that this was the job for me. And yeah, I was just really excited. I thought that it was, and the reason I'm saying like I thought is because a lot had changed in the past couple of months. But at the time when I accepted the offer, I thought that what I wanted was to settle down with a company for many years and jump into like this full-time role, which ultimately wasn't the case. I realized that So that brings us back to where we are now. So now we are in the present moment. We are in September 2023. And 2 or 3 days ago, actually, I quit my job. It was very short. It was from June to September. And I quit because I just felt like the most important thing was that the role wasn't for me. I don't think it was the right fit for me. I had thought many years, and so many people had told me throughout this industry that, oh my god, you're so well suited for PR. Like, you know how to talk to people, you're great at making connections, you work really fast, you adapt really fast. And all those things, like, I noticed to be true throughout while I was working in the industry. So I was like, oh, I think I could be really great at PR as well. And I'd done an internship in PR before. It wasn't, not that it wasn't hard, but it was like, I learned really fast. And if I made a mistake, then I just learned how to fix it and then always kept doing it right since then. So I thought that that was what I wanted to do, but ultimately it wasn't the right fit for me. And I think it does take a really specific person to do a PR job. And I so wanted that to be me. Like, when I tell you guys that I wanted it to work so badly that I just like completely ignored all the doubts and everything, like, that's it. I truly did. This job kind of like took me to a really bad place. My mental health and my physical health, both of those things were just like completely suffering. And it sounds like I'm being super dramatic, but literally I was crying like every other night, which I don't usually do. I like to like not show my emotions and keep it to myself, but I was like crying to my family, to my boyfriend, to my sister, and then they were super worried about me because they'd never experienced that before. So they were like, okay, like this is something we should look into and be concerned about. Also in terms of physical health, I just and overall I just wasn't happy. And I just felt like this Christina that you're listening to right now on this podcast, like I hadn't been like this in the past couple of months. And that's why I also could not even sit here and record a podcast episode for you guys, because it would just seem so unnatural and not like, it just wouldn't sound like me. And I didn't want to do that because this is my podcast and this is where I like to talk to you guys, but I just didn't feel like doing that. So that's why it took me so long to obviously come back on here. And that's the main reason. But yeah, ultimately I quit that job, and not on bad terms. I think it was really sudden for everyone who worked there, because they didn't really, because, you know, during the work hours, during the work days, I didn't really show that side of me that I was like struggling or anything. I told like my closest friend there who also works there as well. But other than that, I didn't really show it to anyone, because I like to, my mindset is I like to keep things professional in like the workspace. But I think in like retrospect, if I were to go back in time, I would have not hidden my emotions at work. Like I would have, if I wanted to cry, I'd cry. If I wanted to be sad, I'd be sad, because so much of me was like hiding how I felt all the time that it actually took more effort and more energy than if I was just to show it while I was there. But sorry, I'm being super vague right now, but I just don't want to like give too much detail about anything because it's not my place to like say anything. But overall, that's kind of why I left. Also, another big reason why I left is just like, I don't think the full-time lifestyle was for me. I think just the demand of, well, it also could just be that it's in PR, but the demand of the job, like the hours that I work, the days that I worked, it didn't allow me time. I started to realize a couple months in, once I started to get more involved in the role and have more responsibilities, I just realized that it wasn't allowing me the time to focus on my own, not even like my well-being and like my mental health and just like my relaxation. I didn't have any hours for like to focus on me, but it also didn't give me any time to focus on my own projects and like my own personal things on the side. And I don't know if that's because like people who work in PR don't have those things, and I want to have those things like this podcast and my Instagram and all that. So that's why I'm feeling that way. But I think that's why freelance and part-time jobs worked out so well for me in the past, was because I was able to have a job. I was able to have that financial security, but I was also able to have that time to like focus on my own things, like growing this podcast, growing my social media following, whatever, content, whatever, like all those kinds of things. And those are the things that are important to me more than ever. So we're only in September of 2023, and I've kind of already jumped around between three jobs, and the past two jobs I've only stayed for like 2.5 months. So it's been kind of hard for me internally to, when I think about that, because I'm like, oh my god, am I a quitter? Am I not meant to work in fashion? Are these jobs not meant for me? Like, why can't I find something that I want to stick with? All those thoughts have been pacing around in my head. You know, when I sleep at night, when I'm in the shower, like when I'm really thinking hard about my journey throughout fashion. And ultimately, I just think I'm still finding out what I want to do. I always forget that I am still like this young person, and I'm still early on in my career. Sometimes because of the stuff that I've experienced in my career, I get like kind of sidetracked and think like I'm this like, I've been in my career for like 20 years, but no, I've only been working in fashion for like 6 or 7 years. And that is a lot of time, but also it's like, I've done so much and I've pivoted so many times. So I just like forget that it's still really early. So when I came to that realization, I started believing in myself more and just feeling okay about where I'm at now. And that takes us to this moment that we're in. I love how we like backtracked all the way from the beginning of my career kind of till now to where I'm sitting in front of this mic recording this podcast. And I'm currently unemployed at the moment, which since I've quit my last job, have been waking up extremely, extremely, extremely grateful and just happy just because I'm me again. I feel like I'm, you know, I haven't felt like me in such a long time. And obviously that's why I'm comfortable enough to come back and make this podcast episode. I definitely wouldn't if I was feeling that way, the way that I had been feeling for the past couple of months. So yeah, I just feel so refreshed. And even though like there is still that doubt and worry of being unemployed right now and like what's my next move and if I'm gonna stay at my next move for a long time or if I'm gonna leave after 2 months, I am just welcoming all of it and just realizing, like, I know like a lot of people share that quote and say that quote that like nobody's path is linear, but truly, literally, sometimes I compare my journey with so many other people's and I'm just like, oh my god, they had these steps and they gradually worked up the amount of years that they worked at that place for so long. Like, why can't that be me? Why isn't that me? Is it weird that it's not me? And it's not. Like, everyone has their own trajectory. And I am now changing my mindset to be more excited about where I'm going next and what I'm going to do next. And whether that's getting a new job, it could be in a different sector of the industry, or following my own path and doing my own thing and like monetizing this podcast, monetizing my content and making that my full-time thing. Like, it doesn't matter. I'm just really excited to see where all of this goes. And yeah, so I think like I'm happy that this podcast episode kind of started like, you know, with me still discovering and finding what I want to do and doing all these different experiences to now a couple years down the line where I think I know the general direction of what I want to do. And I'm starting to discover more and more about myself and what I want the work culture to be like that I want to work in, what I want my hours to be like. Like, I feel like after every job, and this is what you're going to find in your own career as well, after you do each and every experience that you have, you're going to realize what you want and don't want from your next thing. I always think that I want something going into a job, but then I come out of it being like, okay, that's the thing that I don't want, and I'm not going to look for that in my next role. So for me, like, some of the things that I learned in my recent role that I, in my next job going forward, want to look for is stuff like flexibility in schedule, whether that's like a day off or like less hours someday, kind of like in the freelance, like part-time situation. Like, that's kind of what I'm looking for. I don't think I'm looking for another full-time job yet unless it has like remote days and like hybrid working situation, because I realized that I got really burnt out from like going into the office every day, working more than like 12 hours a day and working on some weekends as well. Like, obviously to any person that's gonna make you super burnt out and make you, you know, especially if you want to work on your own projects on the side, like, you're not gonna have any time to do that, which is kind of why I was like in a crisis with myself. But yeah, all that to say that your path isn't linear, and don't be afraid of what's going to come next or what has come before. Like, you're going to find so many different changes within your career, and don't be scared of those changes. Like, if you are in your job and if you're in your current job right now and you're realizing that you don't actually like what you're doing in your job, or you don't like the people in your job, you don't like the hours in your job, that is completely normal. I would say to like truck it out as long as you can, just because the more time you give it, maybe the more time you'll settle into it. For me, it was a different story, because even though I'm giving you guys that advice, to me, it was like I was losing myself completely. I was losing the person I was. I was not Christina anymore. My mental health was suffering, and that's when I knew that it was time for me to leave, ultimately. So if that is happening to you, I would say yes, you should definitely leave ASAP. Don't keep yourself there if you are finding that you are like losing a part of yourself. It had nothing to do with like the organization itself or the company. It was just that the job was not for me. And that's okay. I realized like that's totally normal. Some jobs are not going to be for you. Some jobs are going to be perfect for you. But you have to come to the realization. Like, don't be in denial your entire life at the job that you're in. And just because like, let's say you like the job perks, or the rewards of the job are so good. Like, you get to go to all these events and all that stuff. Like, don't let that overshadow how you're feeling. Because for so many years, I feel like I've done that while working in fashion. And I'm at the point of my life where, since I've experienced a lot of it, I'm like, okay, it's not what everyone makes it out to be. So as I realize that, I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to put myself and my mental health and my physical health at risk for that. And yeah, let's see, what else did I want to talk about on here? Again, this is not scripted, so I'm kind of just like thinking, pondering what I should bring up on here while I have you guys and while I have your attention. So that's a little bit like about me for any of you new listeners to get a glimpse of my past experiences, but also any of you who have been here for a long time, I'm sure you guys are hearing for the first time, like, my recent experiences. So I'm glad that, you know, my new listeners and my old listeners get to, like, really all catch up and be in the same place to where I am right now. Yeah, and I just really want to focus more on this podcast, obviously, and to have more episodes on here for you guys to listen to now, especially that I have the time to do it because, you know, I'm unemployed. And I'm, like, right now, to be candid, I am looking for jobs right now. Like, I'm applying to jobs, but I'm not in a rush to find a job because I really want to find I'm not going to say, like, my dream role because that's not what I'm looking for anymore. I don't even know if my dream role exists or if my dream role doesn't even involve another company, if it just involves me working for myself, because that's what I've been realizing. But I just want to find a job that I love doing, that makes me happy, that I'm passionate about. Like, I love what it entails, but that also gives me the time and flexibility to do my own things. And that allows me to do my own things. Like, it's okay to have a fashion podcast. It's okay to have, like, a fashion Instagram and to make reels about career and stuff. Like, I feel like there are so many times in my past jobs where I was, like, I didn't want to post something or I didn't want to, like, record a podcast episode because I was afraid of doing it. I don't know, because, like, this industry is very, like, NDA driven and very, like, secretive and very, like, oh, like, you can't talk about this, you can't talk about that. But the whole point of me being open in this industry is that so, like, I can give all of you the insight that I wish someone gave me when I was young and starting out in the industry. So that's, like, the main goal of why I do what I do. I just wanted someone to hold my hand when I was going through the motions of it and to tell me that, like, this is okay. As always, I want to thank you guys for tuning into this podcast and to hit that follow button if you're liking what you're hearing. And if you have any ideas for future episodes, give me a DM on Instagram because I always love listening to what you guys want to listen to. I love you all so much. Thank you for supporting me. Thank you for staying here with me. To all my new listeners, you guys are in for an adventure because I don't know what these next few months hold, but they're going to be super fun and super interesting. And for any of my old listeners who have stuck it out with me since the first episode, thank you guys for sticking with me, even though, like, I've taken so many breaks from uploading anything. But I will see you all on the next episode of Life of an Ex-Fashion Student podcast.